Sky Lakes Medical Center in Klamath Falls and Portland-based Oregon Health and Science University, OHSU, have been partners for a while now, and they have big plans for the future. Sky Lakes and OHSU recently broke ground on a new facility in Klamath Falls to house clinical and training space, among others. Let's learn more about the Collaborative Health Center and the plans for it. Two guests, Paul Stewart is the Sky Lakes president and CEO. Thank you for joining us, Paul.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And with him is Dr. Joyce Hollander Rodriguez, who's the medical director at the Cascades East Family Medicine Facility and the regional associate dean of the OHSU campus for rural health in Klamath Falls. Dr. Hollander Rodriguez, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Paul, let's start with you. Sky Lakes was there first. How far back the history of this medical center?
Sky Lakes opened originally as Presbyterian Intercommunity Hospital in October of 1965. It was a project brought together by community support and has enjoyed that status ever since then. We've grown and evolved to a major employer in the area and have added a number of services along the way, including the partnerships with OHSU.
And how did the relationship with OHSU develop, Paul?
So back in the late 80s, early 90s, OHSU began discussion of trying to expand their presence in the more rural areas of Oregon and elected to partner with a community to start a rural-based residency program for family medicine. They went through a semi-competitive process to select an appropriate site for that, and fortunately Klamath Falls was selected. That program opened in 1992. It accepts a total of 24 residents who are in a three-year family medicine residency program, headquartered in Klamath Falls, but their training takes place throughout rural communities throughout Oregon and Northern California.
So Joyce Hollander Rodriguez, what makes Klamath Falls attractive as a place to set up a rural operation like this?
Well, one of the things that's really important is having a connection to a community and a supportive medical community that also is involved and invested in teaching for those residents. So Klamath Falls has been a wonderful community. It's large enough to provide ample educational opportunities within the clinical environment for the family medicine residents. It has a very supportive medical community. So many of our specialists in the community are involved in teaching. And a wonderful medical center where the residents can get a lot of their training.
So rural-based residency, I mean, you know, medicine's medicine, bodies are bodies, but what are some of the things that are different about teaching doctors in a rural-based program like this versus a more urban one?
The scope of practice can be different in rural communities. So what we find across multiple medical specialties is that physicians and other healthcare professionals will often practice a slightly broader, more comprehensive scope of practice in rural communities. And the resources that are available for helping patients can be somewhat different in a rural community than they are in urban environments. So we find that people that train at any point in their health professional training in a rural community then become more comfortable doing so later on in their careers because they've experienced that already.
So Paul mentioned 24 students at a time. Do they volunteer for the rural rotation, or are they chosen for it? I mean, how does that all work?
Well, there are 24 residents.
Residents.
So family medicine residents are actually licensed physicians who are doing a three-year program here. And so they actually are paid during that time and spend the whole 3 years. They're selected, again, out of an application process that includes over 1,000 applications for the family medicine residency program. There are also students that come through with the OHSU Campus for Rural Health. And so those students also have an opportunity to be here. And they might be here for smaller amounts of time, 4 weeks at a time, up to a year at a time.
If I could interject and answer that question, I think it's OHSU's intent that all of the students in all of the colleges at OHSU have a rural training experience to expose them to what it's like to practice in a rural community.
And the rural community in this case we're talking about is Klamath Falls. Paul Stewart is the president and CEO of Sky Lakes Medical Center. Dr. Joyce Hollander Rodriguez is the medical director at Cascades East Family Medicine and the regional associate dean of the OHSU campus for rural health in Klamath Falls. You can join the conversation on the exchange as we talk about the Collaborative Health Center and the groundbreaking and the work ahead. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So, Paul, the Collaborative Health Center is already open in temporary quarters. Is that right?
That's right. We've already run, I think, around 190 students that have come through the rural health training program. And as Joyce referenced, those rotations are of differing durations. So there are different disciplines that are coming in, dental students, pharmacists, behavioral medicine, medical students, PAs, nurse practitioners, all these different programs. We'll have student rotations that will come through. What we haven't had is the educational support space for while they are here. They do tend to operate out of the residency's current space, which is pretty landlocked and jam-packed. This new building that we're constructing will provide a simulation center, some additional classroom space, and OHSU intends to hire a dean of the for the campus of rural health that will be housed here, and his or her offices and support space will be in that building as well.
So, Joyce Hollander-Rodriguez, does that mean the offerings will expand as well?
Yes, we are hoping to increase the opportunities for students coming through, both for the exposure to rural clinical experiences, like Paul Stewart mentioned, so that every student gets exposed to that, and also those longitudinal experiences that will expand for students that have a particular interest and commitment to practicing in a rural community in the future.
Is there any benefit to them in terms of educational costs or additional credits or anything else that provides some incentive for them to go to a rural area rather than being in a place like Portland?
Yes, there are multiple programs that can be really helpful for students that have an interest in practicing in a rural community in the future and are willing to have a commitment to serve after they are done with their training. One of the programs that we are seeing more and more students come through with is the Scholars for a Healthy Oregon initiative, which is a program where health professional students can get help with their tuition in exchange for a commitment to serve when they are done.
To serve in a rural area?
To serve in a rural area in Oregon.
And how hard is it to get doctors to stay in rural areas, and how different the potential for their earnings, for example?
It's extremely difficult. All rural communities are challenged with the recruitment of essentially all healthcare professionals. It's hard to find individuals who want to practice in small communities and who are going to be one of only a few in that particular discipline. And that's the intent behind this rural-based training, is to give them exposure to not only show them that there's a great need from a service standpoint that they could step into and fill, but also give them the confidence that they could have a successful practice or career in a rural setting. That, in fact, has worked with the residency program since its opening in 1992. Over 60% of the graduates of that program practice in small rural communities.
Wow, that's impressive. Let's talk about, though, the other challenges of providing high-quality health care in a rural region, Paul. The perception, whether fair or not, is you often hear people say, oh, if you can have something like that done, you need to go to Eugene or Portland or someplace bigger than Klamath Falls, for example.
Yeah, I think it's a valid point. We do suffer frequently from that challenge of the grass is greener over the hill. I think, as Joyce referenced earlier, medical professionals and other healthcare professionals that work in rural communities, they see a lot of pathology. They have a broad spectrum of practice, and one could argue that their talents and skills are actually deeper than in urban areas, where individuals tend to become a little bit more focused and maybe niche-based.
Specialized.
Right. And it's certainly true that for many very specialized care and esoteric care that we don't provide here, people can and should go out of town for that care. There are some services that we don't have the volumes to support a quality program to provide. For those, we have partnerships with other institutions around the state to expose our residents and our students to that clinical care.
So, Joyce Hollander-Rodriguez, with the two organizations working together, Sky Lakes and OHSU, are there services provided in Klamath Falls that might not have otherwise been there?
I think that we are able to really support the state-of-the-art practice of healthcare within the medical community here. One of the things that the residency program in particular helps support is just expanded access to primary care, and then continuing to support medical professionals that want to teach probably helps with retention in a lot of ways as well. We have a great emphasis on health and wellness within our community that I think has really sprung out of the collaboration as well.
Does the OHSU brand name help attract patients who might have gone to other places?
Yeah, it definitely does. OHSU, obviously, is the only academic medical center in the state, but they also enjoy a stellar national reputation. When we were evaluating beginning a residency program, we technically could have done that outside the scope of a partnership with OHSU, but the OHSU partnership allows us to attract both good students and exceptional faculty because of that affiliation.
The affiliation we're talking about is between Sky Lakes Medical Center in Klamath Falls, where Paul Stewart is the president and CEO, and OHSU, Oregon Health and Science University. Dr. Joyce Hollander Rodriguez is the regional associate dean of the OHSU Campus for Rural Health in Klamath Falls and the medical director of Cascades East Family Medicine. So Joyce, if a dean is going to be hired, does that mean you will no longer have the associate dean title, or will you still have some function that way?
I will still get to be a regional associate dean. And the nice thing about having a dean that would oversee all of the Campus for Rural Health for OHSU is that that would include the other regions across the state as well. It's a really wonderful thing that OHSU will be considering having a dean based in Klamath Falls. That would be a very important symbolic approach to how we improve the health of Oregonians across the entire state. And the Campus for Rural Health includes regions beyond Klamath Falls as well. There's a Campus for Rural Health site in northeastern Oregon as well as on the south coast.
Yeah, I noticed LeGrand and Coos Bay are the locations of the other sites. Are they basically the similar in structure and services to what's offered in Klamath Falls?
They are similar. However, Klamath Falls is considered the academic headquarters, and a lot of that comes from the educational foundation around the collaborations that OHSU has here in the community. There's this long history with the family medicine residency program. There's also a long history with the School of Nursing that is based here in Klamath Falls as well. And so there are slightly different aspects to what makes up a Campus for Rural Health site across the state. So each of those needs to be unique in terms of the context and resources and challenges that are faced within that region.
Joyce, was this a fairly easy decision to make ultimately to build a new collaborative health center, or was it something that was considered for a while and maybe put off for a while?
Well, I think the challenges are always around resources. But as Paul mentioned earlier, we have lots of space constraints. And so the really exciting opportunity was around having room to bring primary care clinics and practices together in one space and have expanded space for all of these interprofessional students that would be coming together learning in a similar environment.
Now, I want to make sure I got this number right, because I saw it bandied about that Cascades East Family Medicine, where you're the medical director, serves 10,000 patients. Is that right?
That is correct.
Is that an unusual number for such a facility?
No, I think that's a really big part of our mission, is to expand the primary care access within the community and be part of improving the health within this community.
So, Paul Stewart, what's the timeline and completion of the Collaborative Health Center? For which ground was broken? Was it May 30th?
Yes, that's right. So we've broken ground and are very active with the construction. We anticipate around 18 to 19 months to complete the four-story building. Completion is targeted for December 2019 with an opening around January of 2020.
Are there some things that are peculiar to constructing a medical facility that makes it somewhat more complicated, different from building an office complex or something like a classroom building?
Yes, the regulations, the codes associated with healthcare construction are quite stringent. In addition, the resources that are required within the structure are quite sophisticated. So, for example, each floor, clinical floor of this building will have approximately 40 exam rooms. Those exam rooms all have plumbing to them. The facility will have a diagnostic imaging space, a laboratory, an urgent care center. Those are all fairly resource-intensive construction compared with general office space.
When you were making the decision to go ahead and get the building done, I mean, you were talking about resources, but there's also the whole backdrop of what's been happening to the American healthcare system and health insurance in particular with the Affordable Care Act and coming online in 2014. Did that play a part at all in at least the timing of the decision, if not the making of it?
Well, I think it did philosophically, because in the United States we've had a healthcare system that has been quite, I would call it, specialty focused. The specialization of medicine, sometimes to the detriment of primary care. Early intervention through a primary care provider is really deemed to be the best way to keep people healthy and to help them teach a healthy lifestyle. And we have underinvested in primary care as a healthcare system. And I think as a result, people get sick and then go, unfortunately, to a specialist to get fixed. The model that we're trying to adopt is to help people get early access to primary care providers in hopes that they can prevent disease and illness and help catch things early when they're always cheaper to treat. So this fit nicely with our whole philosophy of population health and investing more in creating a true healthy community and altering the culture of health within our community.
All right. Big things are expected out of that campus down the road, I know. The new home for the Collaborative Health Center being built now, ground broken on May 30th. You heard completion probably in December of 2019, maybe an opening in January of 2020. Paul Stewart is the president and CEO of Sky Lakes Medical Center in Klamath Falls. Dr. Joyce Hollander Rodriguez is the medical director of Cascades East Family Medicine and the regional associate dean of the Oregon Health and Science University campus for rural health in Klamath Falls. Thank you both for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you.
Thank you.